Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What is on your mind? It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. Happy Friday to you. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon, and this is What's on Your Mind. Ready for the weekend. I don't know about you. What are you going to do, Todd? You have something fun planned. I can't recall what it is, but I know you... it's Girl Scout cookies. Something to do with Girl Scout cookies, ladies and gentlemen. Todd Mitchell gets all the fun around here, I tell you what.
I get all the fun around here. Why?
Yeah. What? Aren't you doing some Girl Scout cookie?
Girl Scout cookie crunch. I'm not competing because, are you serious? I'd kill him. But I'm the MC for it. We're going to be at Kirkwood Mall's North Courtyard tomorrow in Bismarck here. And I believe we have 15, if I'm not mistaken, different media celebrities. And our very own Corey Wickham is the defending champ. And he's like the Kenyan of cookie devouring. He's like leaps over everybody else.
That sounds
and
like
that's, fun. That's one of the contests. There's some other contests that are with it, though.
That's going on at the Kirkwood Mall, you said.
Yep, Kirkwood Mall, North Courtyard, about 10:30 tomorrow.
And listeners in the eastern end of the audience, Kiwanis in Fargo puts on the mother of all pancake carnivals at the Fargo Dome. It's, they serve up so many pancakes, and Kiwanis has a great sausage, too. So that's tomorrow, the big pancake carnival. Our Steve Hallstrom and Dustin Moore will be out there for their...
Hey, file this one away for April Fool's Day, because this would be a fun. A free pancake breakfast on April 1st, and then people get there and discover the butter's $5 and the syrup is 10. A free pancake breakfast. But then you get to charge them for the...
Yeah.
Do it for charity, and then people would say, oh, okay, I get it, all right, and it's for charity. All right, here's $10 here.
Check that out. All right.
Or whatever dollar figure.
And I'm going to be at Pizza Corner in Valley City. Our kids deal with a volunteer, get some bunch of kids.
I think
going.
They have my picture at the door there. Do not let him in.
No, why? Because they're afraid you'd beat Lucille Ball in that chocolate
you have
factory.
To actually, exactly. Yeah. We have to actually put some of the pepperoni on the pizzas. It's a rule, I think.
So I'm really going to have a tough weekend. I'll be doing pancakes in the morning tomorrow and making pizzas in the afternoon.
It's pancakes and pizza. Good job.
They're in Valley City. Yes, exactly. A little fun for the weekend. Anyway, past the hour, another hour of What is on Your Mind? And this hour is our Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us for the full hour to take your calls, questions, and comments on any and all issues for your one and only member of the United States House of Representatives from the great state of North Dakota on What's on Your Mind. From the studios of 550 K-Fire and AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090, KTGO in the Bakken, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. You can join us any number of ways. Toll free at 800-228-0550. And when you call, you can press 1 to leave your message with your question or press 2 to chat with us live on the air. You can also email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or we have a post up on Facebook, too, with your questions. Welcome. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Congressman Kevin Cramer back with us. How are you?
I'm well. I'm sorry I'm a couple of days late, but the week in Congress was pretty intense, and the timing didn't work out well, but this works perfect, so...
We juggle every now and then. Normally, yeah. The Talk Radio Town Hall is Wednesday, but if we have to, according to the calendar, we do. So,
I like it, Scott, of course, to be able to do it when we can sort of have one big block of time, and from time to time we do it a little bit differently if I'm on the floor or in and out of things. But this just gives us a little more liberty.
Welcome your calls. Bill and Linton's ready to go here. We'll get to you in a second, Bill, and others as well at 800-228-0550. I have to first ask you, I know you've been very active in the... In the prayer breakfast, certainly in the state, and obviously there's the national prayer breakfast, and it's really a neat thing. I'm really offended, quite honestly, and I don't offend easily as a talk show host. It's kind of tough to offend me, but that the president would go to the, to the, to the, to the, this, you know, historic event and to sort of say, hey, get off your high horse, folks. We've done some bad things over the years, too. What did you make of his comments to bringing up the Crusades and the Inquisition and comparing what ISIS has done to that?
It's just a further example of how far removed he is from a contemporary world view. To somehow equate ancient history with what's going on today while he's the president of the United States, it's almost like he's rationalizing. It's like he's rationalizing bad behavior, worse than bad behavior, absolute savage behavior of Islamic State. But it shouldn't be surprising. Maybe, I don't know if I've said it on this show or not, but, you know, a few weeks ago, Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, spoke to House and Senate Republicans, and he made some very profound statements. And one of them was basically chastising the United States. He didn't name any names. He didn't name the president, but for basically sticking their head in the sand and pretending that this war is somehow against, as he called it, a gathering of fringe fanatics, when in reality it's not fringe fanatics. It's a spectrum of ideology. And he was, you know, he was pretty hard on us, and he said, you know, it's not America's role in the world. The world does not need America's role to be loved, but rather to lead. And so he went as far as he could, I think, in saying, hey, Mr. President, get off your high horse and start admitting what we're up against here, or we're never going to be able to address it.
What I'm amazed is that there's been a fair amount of heat about not calling terrorism terrorism, not naming the enemy for what it is. And obviously the president knows that and goes there and basically doubles down. I mean,
he's trying to draw a moral equivalent. And it's just, there's nothing like it. There's nothing comparable to what this group is doing. And although they have perhaps made the biggest strategic mistake of their life, and that is they've now torqued off their neighbors and the more moderate Muslim nations and leadership. And the King of Jordan was actually in Washington this last week. That's part of what created a lot of the difficulty in scheduling things this last week. And he left early, you know, to deal with the situation. But I guarantee you that Jordan and the other Middle Eastern states, they aren't going to deal with ISIL in the same passive manner that Barack Obama does. They are clear about who the enemy is.
We could learn a little. We could learn a little on how they're responding.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where did our caller from Linton go?
Bill
from Linton. He's not there on my board anymore. So Bill, we lost you. Give us a ring back. Fred and Bismarck. We'll put you up next though for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, and Congressman Cramer, thank you for your hard work. I'm going to change the subject just a little bit. I totally agree with you that the president is trying to justify bad behavior by pointing out other bad behavior, and that's pretty much the way a sixth grader handles conflict. My question is, as a conservative, as a rock-ribbed conservative doing the job there in Washington, have you addressed at all the pension system that's available for Congress people? If I understand it correctly, if you serve a term or two in Congress, you get a lifetime pension with benefits and all that. Is that true? And if it is, what are we doing to change that?
Sure. Actually, it's not true. It's one of the famous, one of the famous legacy, what's turned into a legacy email that reoccurs pretty regularly. No, members of Congress, I have...
It was on the Internet. It has to be true.
Yeah, there you go. As a member of Congress, I pay into a 401k type of retirement plan, a defined contribution plan that the federal government matches up to like 9%, so like 4.5% each, and it might be 10, it might be 8, but somewhere in that range, sort of normal, right? There is a defined benefit piece as well, but you're not vested in that until you've been in Congress, I think for an entire Senate term. So I think 6 years you're vested, and then you're vested at like 2% per year or something like that. You don't get your whole salary. It's the longer you're there, the more of it you get up to like 50% ultimately. But it's, you have to be there a long time. As I always say, Fred, do you think that any member of Congress would run for re-election if they got their salary for the rest of their life after one term? When you sort of think about it that way, you think, oh, yeah. Actually, it might not be a bad idea. Maybe we should take a whole bunch of members.
Yeah, I was going to say, come on, that's a great idea.
As long as I'm here, let me ask one more question. Is there anything we can do in the way with foreign aid to bring some of these countries in line. It seems to me like we keep sending money to bad actors. And is there anything that can be done? I know it's a, when you look at the entire budget, it's a drop in the bucket. I've heard all those arguments. But is there anything that we can do to say, okay, no more money for you?
Yeah, actually, I think there is. And by the way, sometimes it may look like a drop in the bucket, but the principle is the same regardless of how big the drop is. And we're over $18 trillion drops in debt, so we got to be cutting someplace. The whole idea of federal aid or foreign aid usually has to do with either something humanitarian, which is one thing, or some sort of national security. I'll call it extortion, you know, in another way. And a lot of it is left, of course, to the administration's discretion, and that's where we sometimes find gross disagreement. I think we do need to be a lot more discreet. I think we need to be a lot more discerning about our foreign aid to bad actors, as you put it. You know, Ronald Reagan used to, and today's his birthday, by the way, but he used to be pretty clear about the fact that some foreign aid is used to maintain bridges with enemies that aren't as bad as the other enemies, and that's always the trick in foreign diplomacy. But that was long before $18 trillion debt. So yes, we can do more. We need to be more discerning.
All right, we got to leave it there. We're up against the clock. Fred, thank you. More with Congressman Kramer when we come back.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long starry nights for over a century: the American farmer, pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain-hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program. We're doing a talk radio town hall today with Congressman Kevin Kramer. So your questions and comments on any and all issues, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email is welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd even accepts texts, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to text Todd with your question and you'd like to communicate that way, just text Todd.
701-226-8503, 701-226-8503.
Jared in Langby, does it look like? Jared, Langby, Minnesota? Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, Jared. Hello, Congressman. I'm wondering, since now Obamacare is considered a tax and it originated in the Senate, why we aren't able to just declare it not passed legally by saying that it didn't originate in the House?
Yeah, it's a great question. Because what they did was, as I recall, and of course this was before I got there, but I believe Jared, they took a House bill and amended it into the Senate, with the Senate amendments, which allowed them to play a little, I call it legislative trickery. And parliamentary trickery, and that's how they got by that, where a tax has to originate in the House. Had that not been the case, of course, that would have been part of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn it as opposed to accept it, rather than use it as a tax as a reason to allow it, which is what the Chief Justice did. Your argument could have been just as solid, except that they did amend a House bill to create this Senate bill, and it's blatantly wrong. I will tell you, though, don't be disheartened too much, because, Jared, what's going to happen now is the next big chance at overturning Obamacare almost in its entirety rests with the Supreme Court again. And that is, of course, the Burwell King case, which will be heard, I think it's in early March, and then they'll announce their findings or their ruling in June. And that is, of course, the clear language of the law, which states that the subsidy, the premium subsidy, is only for people on state exchanges. Well, of course, there are only 14 state exchanges. That means there are 36 states that don't have state exchanges. Yep. And they've been receiving subsidies against the law, in my view. And so we have a chance for the Supreme Court to throw that out, which would absolutely crumble the financial base of the law. And we'll be drilling out some options to that here in the Congress over the next few weeks. It'd be interesting to watch that, because one of the things we have really about a month now to provide some guidance to the court in terms of a public policy that will replace that subsidy that could be overturned in King versus Burwell. And states are doing some of the same things. States need to be prepared for as well, including North Dakota, for a potential outcome that would overturn the subsidy for federal exchanges. So there's a lot going to be happening in the next several weeks with Obamacare.
So the Supreme Court declaring it a tax, though, doesn't change that? The way I understood it was, because it wasn't considered a tax, they could change a bill that had originated in the House. But now that it is considered a tax, it would no longer be legal. The Supreme Court kind of changed the entire dynamic by declaring it a tax, right, didn't they?
Well, you would think so. And remember, the Supreme Court, that tax argument was only made by one justice, and it was never made by the administration. It was Chief Justice Roberts that actually created that argument to justify allowing it to stand. But at the same time, the Senate did, in fact, use a House bill.
Okay.
And amended it. So that's how they, even though the House bill had nothing to do with it, they amended a House bill, which is how they got past that.
Well, so then what about the Supreme Court changing it to a tax?
Yeah.
And changing the law, doesn't that make it null and void also?
Well, not really, because the Supreme Court is the ultimate arbiter of what's null and void and what's constitutional. And so they did a lot of trickery, like I said. The Supreme Court argued things that weren't even argued in the courtroom, and then the Senate itself took a House bill and changed it, and allowing that tax provision, that tax piece, to stand, because it did, in fact, originate in the House, just didn't originate as a tax.
So the Supreme Court didn't actually end up changing any of the wording of
no,
the bill. I
that's
kind
right.
of understood it that they had changed part of the bill in order to make it legal.
No,
okay.
They did not. No, not that I understand. But I will tell you, I do believe the Supreme Court is going to overturn this in Burwell versus King, because they jumped into this case very early. There were two competing rulings on the same basic question by two different courts, which before then, before the appellate court, the D.C. Circuit Court, took up the differences to reconcile them, the Supreme Court went directly in and said, we'll take this one on. And for this court to do that, is pretty unusual and sends a pretty clear signal that a bulk of judges, if not a majority, have concerns about the law. So it may be an opportunity for John Roberts to fix the problem he created.
Well, I'm optimistic.
Let's be optimistic. I'm with
Never lose hope there, Jared. There you Thank go. You very much. Dave West Fargo for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Yes, good morning. Say, yesterday I testified in Bismarck against House Bill 1138, which would call for a convention of states to balance the federal budget.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm totally opposed, I'm in favor of a balanced budget, but I
right.
don't feel opening it up to a convention of states is going to, it's going to create too much danger for some other bills to come in.
It reopens it, doesn't it, Dave? You're right, yeah.
So, my question is, what would you be doing, or what are you doing in right now in Congress to balance our budget by not overspending
yeah.
and then pay down our national debt? I mean, something has to be done, and that's why people are becoming frantic. You know, I mean, they're panic, and I agree with them, but to call it convention of states, I don't think it's the way to do it, but that's the level it's getting to, and something has to be done immediately.
Yeah, no, great question, Dave. So you're right, having a convention of the states creates a problem because it reopens the whole argument, and there's more room for mischief, or as much room, if not more, than to fix the problem. So then, you know, some have called on Congress to do the same thing, to call for a constitutional convention that would
right.
be very narrowly focused, but you still have the same fundamental problem. So then we do support, I've supported, I've co-sponsored and will again, a constitutional amendment run through Congress that would in fact be specific and that would require a balanced budget. That's not likely to become law, at least not anytime soon. In the meantime, it's up to us to balance budget. So really, since Republicans took control of the House, this was before getting the Senate, you know, the debt has been cut almost $1 trillion. The annual debt, or the deficit, I'm sorry, not the debt, the deficit has been cut, and the spending has come down considerably, you know, $500 billion and nearly. And so that's already happened, but the problem is it's all on the discretionary side. So it's all on the, you know, half of the discretionary side is the defense budget. So we're dangerously close to not being very, you know, well prepared as we ought to be in terms of our national defense. To get to balance, Dave, we need to deal with the entitlement side, the non-discretionary side, which is 2/3 of the entire budget. And I'm sure you'll be seeing a budget here fairly soon, coming out of the Republican House that will go over to the Republican Senate that will have in it, in fact, a balanced budget. Now, whether we ever get the president to do it, the president just put his budget out the other day and it calls for more taxes and more deficit spending, never balances, ever. Never balances. Even 10 years out, it doesn't balance. So we will come up with a balanced budget probably within a month or two.
Dave, appreciate
okay,
the call.
We'll be watching for it.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Take a break. When we come back, by the way, there was a vote to repeal and replace Obamacare this week. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about net neutrality and also a little bit on flood protection. And your calls. Welcome with Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer here today. Your questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550 on the program. Sixth day of February. You mentioned that earlier. It's my mom's birthday today, too, you know. Something very profound in that my mom shares a birthday with Ronald Reagan. I don't know.
Oh, that is very cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. How about that? My mother-in-law shares a birthday with Bill Clinton. She's not so proud of that. But makes for some fun family conversation.
No,
you know,
kidding.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Anyway, Jeanette Hennen. Let's see. She was born in 1941. So do the math. 74 today, I guess.
You are never supposed to do that, you know.
Oh, I think she's fine with this.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, she looks like she's about 54 or so. Hope she's
exactly
listening.
Right. Exactly right. Anyway, and let's see here. Oh, I was going to ask you about the vote this week. So, obviously, a big part of the election was go there and take on Obamacare, and you have. You voted to repeal it. Now it really is a matter of what's the Senate going to do, because this is a repeat of what you've done many times in the House, right?
Oh, yeah, it is. Of course, the other times when we've done it, the Senate hasn't even taken it up. So, or they've amended it so severely as to be ridiculous. And so now, you know, with the Republican-controlled Senate, you know, and some of the senators over there, Senator Cruz has been a real leader on this issue. He's been pretty, you know, he's been pretty confident we can do this stuff. So the ball's been handed off, although they also were pretty confident that they could roll back the president's immigration overreach from last November. And they've failed on three straight votes now this last week to do what the House did, and that is to fund the Department of Homeland Security and roll back the president's amnesty overreach. So they, you know, they're not, it's a clear indication that they're not quite as powerful as they thought over there, but we're going to keep giving them chances. But this repeal vote, though, on Obamacare that we took this week does have a different twist to it in that what happens is that it does two things beyond repealing it. First of all, the repeal takes place 180 days after the president signs the bill or after it's put into law. And during those 180 days and really before, the legislation also calls on the relevant congressional committees to take up the replacement, whether it's one big replacement or the, you know, the principles of various pieces of replacing Obamacare with the more market-based and patients and doctor-centric policies. So it's got a little more forward solution to it than just simple repeal. So we think it's a better bill, and maybe it'll have enough appeal over in the Senate to get it passed.
So it's, hey, no confidence in Obamacare, and let's replace it with something else.
That's right.
And more than anything, that's what the Senate should do, right? I mean, however they need to get there, it's just to say what we did was rushed and didn't work. And, there's countless examples of premiums going up and people not getting coverage, and we got to start over. I mean, it should just be a clear message to the president that time for a fresh start here, right?
Well, that's for sure. And members of Congress, certainly, we've been convinced for a long time. That's why there's a Republican majority. But beyond that, if they weren't before, I mentioned that Chris and I, you know, are on an exchange, of course, in solidarity with those people that have to be on Obamacare, even though I've never supported it. Our rates tripled as a result of that, and we just got, the 2015 rates, and that went up another $3,600 for us for this year. So, members of Congress are at least in solidarity with the people that are having to pay on an exchange, unfortunately for them. But we think, as a matter of integrity, we need to stand with them while we're standing against Obamacare.
Ed in Minot for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Ed.
General Motors had that ignition switch recall.
Yes.
Everybody knew about that.
Yep.
I was one of the ones that had it done. I went in to have it done, and what they did was put a fob in the key, and it's supposed to fix the problem where so your all your paraphernalia and your keychain isn't bouncing up and down, and they haven't did nothing to the ignition switch, and I'm still not sure that, if it cured the problem.
Sure. Yeah, and I don't know, Ed. I can tell you it's interesting because the committee of jurisdiction on that case is the committee I sit on now, Energy and Commerce. Now, I was not on it at the time they had the hearings, but we can. I'll check into that for you, and we'll find out. Ed, if you want to, we can get back directly to you, or we can do something on the radio next week to check that out to make sure that was in fact the fix that's required.
It doesn't seem like it would fix the problem to me, but it may not.
Hey, the whole idea of fobs and keys is beyond my capacity, so it's all a miracle to me.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Are you guys back in session next week?
We are. Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Back in.
Big week next week. We're going to take up some of these tax extenders that the president sort of derailed at the end of last year. But we're going a little smaller this time, taking up fewer of them. But we've got four charity tax extenders that we're going to make permanent: charitable IRA rollover, food contributions to food pantries and the hunger program, make those permanent. And then we're also going to take up 179 expensing, which we've had a lot of callers on this show ask about. And so the committee marked it out yesterday or Wednesday, and we'll pass it next week. That'll make 179 expensing permanent, up to $500,000, which is really good tax policy for small businesses and farmers and whatnot. So hopefully we'll get that to the Senate. I think they can handle that one and then put it on the president's desk.
Ed, listen for your answer next week. Appreciate it. We have two Brians waiting. This one is Valdair. Where are you calling from, Brian?
Valdair.
Valdair, okay. Sure.
Perfect.
Hi, Brian. Yes, I got a question. You were talking about redoing health care reform.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Republican stand on that? I mean, what is it? What is the plan?
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of them, which is a little bit of our challenge, because there are so many plans that have been offered up and introduced as legislation. But there are a number of things, some basic things that I think you'll see for sure. Stuff like allowing insurance to be purchased across state lines to open that up to a more competitive marketplace, for example. That's a pretty big one. Expanded use of health savings accounts, allowing individuals, for example, that purchase individual plans to be able to deduct the same as a business does. So if you're a farmer, a rancher, you should be able to have the same tax advantages in purchasing a plan as your employer would if you were working for them at the factory or at some other business. So some very fundamental things like that. much more openness. Obviously, we're going to repeal some things, of course, like medical device tax. We want to get more to getting the costs down by creating more competition, and then not have to tax people to get the which only encourages driving the price up. So a lot more access. Eliminating a lot of these crazy requirements. You know, people are having to purchase coverage for things that they'll never need, like, you know, 75-year-old couples that have to purchase maternity care, and that does is drives up the price, the cost, so that they're paying more for people who need maternity care that aren't paying for it. So just a lot of those kinds of discrimination things that just make absolutely no sense. That's some of the sort of low-hanging fruit. But you're going to start seeing some things rolling out here over the course of the next several weeks that'll be very specific, to a Republican plan. Now that we have the Senate as well, we'll be able to work with them.
I hate to interrupt you, but
sure, go ahead.
How does, if you have a pre-existing condition, what do you guys got planned for that?
Yeah, good question. Because, you know, pre-existing conditions is something I think a lot of people have supported. Just about everybody I've ever talked to supports some plan for pre-existing conditions. And what will likely be included be something similar to what North Dakota's had for a long time. Back when I was on Governor Schaefer's cabinet, we did this and in North Dakota. And that is create sort of high risk pools, and they're large pools. And frankly, they turn out to be pretty cost effective, where you can't be discriminated against for your pre-existing conditions. You join a large pool and you share that risk. The pool shares the risk, and it works out really quite well. So you can provide tools that allow for that. And that's, I think, in our contemporary society is essential. That's one of the essentials, is looking out for pre-existing conditions.
So that kind of what you're saying is, you're considered pre-existing condition, whether you use it every year or you use it every 5 years, that'd be a better route to go.
Well, we'd want people to be insured. Obviously, that's the goal, is to make insurance both available and accessible and affordable. But we don't want you to be discriminated against because of a pre-existing condition. We need to have tools. We need to have policies available for people with pre-existing conditions that aren't so expensive as to might as well not be available. So there are ways we can do that. We also need to get litigation reforms, that because those things drive up costs as well, and allow small businesses to form large pools as well that allow them to take advantage of volume that currently hasn't been available. So there's lots of things that you're going to start seeing in terms of individual deals. But pre-existing conditions is one that I think every politician in America has heard loud and clear. We need to ensure that people with pre-existing conditions are not discriminated against.
Thank you, Brian. Another one waiting.
Thanks,
Brian in Jamestown. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Just wanted to bring up, I had my taxes done, and I've got a family member that was uninsured for this last calendar year.
Oh, sure.
And I got to feel the shared responsibility payments, and he emphasized that it was not a tax and it was not a penalty. He was being a little facetious when he said that.
Of course.
But where does that money go? I know that might sound like a dumb question, but what are they doing with the money they're collecting from these penalties?
Yeah, that is not a dumb question at all, and it's not one that I have a direct answer to, but my guess is that whether it goes directly into some sort of a Obamacare or Affordable Care Act fund that helps fund it directly, or goes into the general fund, it's sort of all the same dark hole, to be honest with you. But let me see if our guys can't track down a more specific answer for you than that. But given that we have an $18 trillion debt, my guess is that it sort of goes into the big black hole.
Yeah,
it's part of what balances the expense side.
On my opinion, what they should do is, I mean, if anyone's being penalized for not having insurance, I think that we should be checking to see if they have any outstanding medical bills. And
sure.
If so, why not pay back the medical care provider? That's the whole thing. The medical care industry is going broke because nobody has insurance. but now the feds are pocketing that cash. What are they doing with it? I mean, what's going to make the situation better? Paying the hospitals, making it more affordable, or just robbing from people who can't afford insurance in the first place?
Save your answer for the other side of the break on that. Ryan, appreciate the call. We'll let Kevin finish the answer. Others waiting as well. Last segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall for a Friday coming up on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Give us a ring.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Bedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Before the top of the hour in our final segment on a Friday edition of What is on Your Mind on 550 KFIRE AM 1100 The Flag. AM 1090 KTGO and 1460 KLTC. Let's see, a couple calls waiting and one off-air call and email, too, so we don't have much time. We'll just go rapid-fire as best we can. Anything else for Brian from before the break?
I don't think so. I think we pretty well covered it.
Got it. All right, another Brian. It's a day for Brians today. Williston, go ahead. Hey, Brian and Williston for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Well, thank you, Mr. Cramer, for your service, and thank you for the show. I appreciate it. It's a great voice. Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. Hey, I just wanted to touch base. You see a lot of information floating around and so forth, the various taxes that got pork-bellied in under this Obamacare. And I was wondering if you could kind of straighten these out. My understanding is your top Medicare tax went from 1.5% to 2.35%. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not completely up to speed on all that, but that sounds about right on the Medicare tax. But you're also seeing additional things on Medicare as well, like higher deductibles on Part D and, you know, the Medigap program. And a lot of these, there are a lot of Medicare programs that are paying Medicare recipients and patients that are paying dramatically for Obamacare. And I couldn't go down the line on every one of them by any stretch, but, You're absolutely right.
Okay, well, I'll just real quick, like, touch some bases on this. I would like to know whether or not, you know, what you read is true or not. We're looking at a top income tax bracket went from 39.6%. A top income payroll tax went from 37.4% to 52.2%. Your capital gains tax went from 15% to 28%. Your dividends tax went from 15% to 39.6%, and your estate tax went from 0 to 55. So anything I leave my kids, I'm giving a half to my government. That's double taxation, no matter how you look at it. And I'm kind of curious on that. Yeah, and I understand under Obamacare, you're never going to repeal it completely. You're only going to replace it because of the hundreds of millions of dollars these few insurance companies placed into reorganizing their systems and they're working on their, you know, right, being able to track this. So the best you can do is replace it. You're never going to get rid of what we got. We're stuck with it. I think
Brian is reading from an email that has been going around, and I actually forwarded it to you previously, Kevin. You went through it line by line. We almost should put that up online.
Yeah, that's right. We did a response to that with each line. And a lot of those are things that had already happened previously, or they were part of the Bush tax cuts that went back into effect, but then, of course, we cut them all back out again. I say we, it happened actually a couple days before, or one term before I got there. But so some of that is mythical, but it all has, you know, some reality.
Okay. Well, my basic question is, you know, from a voter, and what I like to consider myself an informed voter, is that, for instance, I understand that Congress and the administration and various other groups within our government have a separate type of health care process, which is very simple, very short, very clean. They've had it for 50 years. And why is that not available for your constituents, but only for Congress?
It absolutely is. It's not available to Congress anymore because one of the things, and I shouldn't say it's not available to, but one of the things we did as a Congress, at least as a Republican House, is we passed amendments that require members of the House and their staffs to go on Obamacare. And you remember that the president tried to, even through executive order or through the agency, that's the personnel agency, to exempt members of Congress and their staffs. Pretty much all of us, I think Harry Reid might be the one exception, chose to go on the exchanges, buy our health insurance the way, sort of the worst case scenario Obamacare exchanges. So I'm, Chris and I are on the DC exchange, and our coverage is horrible and it's hideously expensive. Federal employees do have another option, not congressional employees, but other federal employees have a nice federal plan, and that's what ought to be available for every constituent. If we're going to have universal health care, it ought to be the same as federal government gets. At least that doesn't mean it's free or that it's cheap, but it's coverage.
All right, thanks for that call, Brian. Let's get in one more here before the end of the hour. Eric in Minot for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Eric. Congressman, I just want to make a quick statement. Tack on to what the two previous callers ago said about the tax on the 1040. If you look at line 61, that's where you have to fill that shared responsibility worksheet. Well, if you look on the left-hand margin there, it says other tax. The Supreme Court, I thought, said this wasn't a tax.
Well, they said it was a tax, which is how they justified the constitutionality of it. So it was Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts that said you cannot mandate people, somebody to buy something that they, you know, just by virtue of birth. But since it's a tax, you can require them to pay it. That's how he justified the vote, the swing vote to deem Obamacare constitutional. It's very perverse. I agree. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'll just leave you guys alone. Thank you.
You're not bugging us. You're bringing up good points.
Not at all. I love it. I love
20,
it.
20 seconds on net neutrality and the work of the FCC this week. Your take on
it. The FCC is trying to take the Internet, the very dynamic, competitive, innovative, fantastic Internet, and put it under what's called Title II regulation, which means state public service commissions, utility commissions, the federal government would now determine for every Internet service provider what they can charge, who you know has access.
Very,
to the
very, very, very bad idea. Obviously, can it
very,
be stopped?
Very bad idea.
You going to work
bad.
To stop it?
Well, we have a bill that codifies many of the principles without giving the FCC more regulatory authority.
All right, we'll leave it there. We're out of time, folks. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. God bless.
You want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I'll tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver.
When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one, too, and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. Give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. ValleyImports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. If you're within the sound of my voice, do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.